Hi, I'm B.N. Chatterjee. We are going to talk on the subject marketing finance. First, we'll start with introduction, which is basically chapter one. When we talk of the subject marketing finance, you'll find, as the name suggests, we deal with marketing and we also deal with finance. Marketing is primarily something to do with where you have got a market, where there is a customer, there is a consumer. There will be some need of that consumer or customer, and which, through marketing, the marketeer satisfies or fulfills that requirement, and in the process he does business. So primarily when you look at marketing, you will find it is more outside oriented, more external. You have to look at the marketplace, you have to look at customers. You have to see what their requirements are. What is it that they may be wanting as a solution to some problem which they have? And the marketeer, on his or her turn or their turn, they would produce either a product or a service and give it, pass it on to the consumers so that they get their requirements satisfied, and in the process, the organization, the marketing organization, makes some profit. So in this, we can see that three issues come very critical. First is that there has got to be a desirability for what is being sold. There has got to be a desirability of what is being sold or marketed. On the part of this desirability is on the part of the customer or buyer or consumer. Now, while there has got to be a desirability, that means they must desire that product, there has got to be also a question of affordability. When we use the term affordability, that means what is being offered or what is being desired, it must be affordable to that person who is buying it. So these two aspects we find are concerned with the customer, the buyer, or the consumer. The third point is, at the same time, there has got to be question of viability. That means the whole process must be viable. Now, this happens for whom? This we'll find is for the marketeer. So in marketing, if we observe that marketing primarily is looking in the environment and finding out, is there a need gap, is there an opportunity? And then the marketeer produces something. It may be a product, it may be a service, it may be a solution, which goes and caters to that particular need. Then, through the process of selling and marketing that, the marketeer earns some profit and it has got sustainability and it continues in business. If this is something which you are accepting, then at one point an issue comes that while we are looking at this, the providing of the product, the providing of the solution, all this we find also involves money, resource to produce to market. So it cannot work or it cannot be there in isolation. So the financial part, which basically comes in to ensure how you are making profits, what are the costs, what are the revenues, how can you have a better profitability? How can you have reduced cost? How can you compete in the market with other competitors? All this involves the aspects of finance. And here we will find that while the marketing has more to do with looking outward, looking at the market, finding out opportunities and all, the finance part comes more where you have to ensure, how do I ensure the money comes in to produce, How do I add resource to sustain my marketing? How do I sue? How do I control my costs, my expenses? How do I ensure better profitability? So these are the ones which are looked more internally by the finance part of the business. So when we look at this particular combination, which we call marketing finance, we are primarily seeing that in marketing activity, what is the role that financial, you know, controls, financial systems, financial methods, budgeting, all these, what are the role they play? Why the end game is, or the end objective is, that the marketing activity happens at a good pace and it brings overall benefit to all the stakeholders. So this particular subject that we talk of, marketing finance, is basically looking at a blend of these two particular functions which are very important in any business. So having said this, then the question comes that when we look at this overall aspect of it, then we must first and foremost try to do a little bit of recapitulation of some of the fundamentals which are used in marketing. In marketing, you'll find one of the most important aspects which is emphasized upon is what are the elements of the marketing mix. And these, as we know, what we call the four P's, you have got product, you have got price, you have got place, and you have got promotion. So these, which are called as the elements of the marketing mix, product, price, place, promotion, in this particular subject, what we look at is, in relation to all these four elements of the marketing mix, what are the methods by which we can find out whether those activities are happening, you know, effectively, optimally, with the best utilization of the resource available, with the best profitability, at the most, you know, optimum cost, may not be just at the lowest cost, but optimum cost. That means also ensuring or keeping in sight delivery of that particular service, how we see that. So here, what we are going to see is we are going to evaluate these particular activities in their own sphere. So what we are going to do over the next few lectures, we will see what can be the way, how do we evaluate whether the product management is happening in a proper way. What are the parameters on which the product function of the organization can be evaluated? We'll set up some types of these parameters. Similarly, we'll look at pricing, and in pricing, we'll try and see what are the various things which are involved. How do you do, you know, a proper pricing? Because in pricing, remember that what we say is a price, that price may be the revenue point for the seller, but as far as the buyer is concerned, the price is a cost. So whenever someone is buying, then price for him becomes a reference point to see at what lowest cost he may procure it. So he will compare with competition what is the price. But whereas when we look at the seller, that price may not be what is the seller's realization. Because if the seller is selling the products through some intermediary channels, there are different taxes and levies which come in, then the net realization may not be the MRP at which a product is being sold in the market. So how best to look that, and then when we look at the product, how is it doing compared to competition in the organization's own portfolio, what one product is behaving as far as others are concerned. These are the areas which we'll look at when we start looking, evaluating the product part of it. when we look at price, we will definitely see, you know, what can be the various methods on which pricing can be done. Is it on the basis of marketing consideration? Is it on the basis of economic consideration? Is it on the basis of cost consideration? What are the various elements which come into play? How do you ensure that you get the best out of all this? So we'll look at pricing also in detail. When we come to place, place is the aspect where we look at how the product is being distributed. Because a product, ultimately, the buyer would look at his or her convenience, how the product is given. So there, what are the several things which come into it? Which are the ones which can add to cost? Which are the ones which can be optimized? How are you able to better maintain? How do you increase your efficiency? These are the areas which you'll evaluate when you look at the place part of it. And promotion obviously is the one where we are not only doing advertising and sales promotion, where we are making the customers informed about the product's presence, what are its things, but promotion will also include personal selling efforts, public relations, direct marketing. So these activities also we'll look at. So primarily in this particular subject, we are going to look at how the various marketing activities can be evaluated to find out whether they are running efficiently, whether they are running at an optimum scale, and what best things can be done to improve the performance. Now here, when we look at this entire element, then in marketing, you would have known that the two very critical aspects which often comes out is what is selling and what is marketing. Now, as we all know, that selling is part of marketing, but selling, the emphasis is mostly that there is a product or a service which the company has made. So the emphasis in selling is how to ensure that the prospective customers or the universe, they pitch for it, they want this particular product or service which is being offered. So here, it is more from the side of the marketeer to ensure that what has been produced, how that gets sold, how you get a better market share, how do you ensure that your competition keeps on, you are able to control your competition and ensure that your product has a better edge. Whereas in marketing, it is more where you look around and see what is it that the market wants. What is specifically the requirement of customers? Is there some special feature or is there some modification in features which they are wanting? And then you come back and in the company try and cater to that particular requirement of the market. So you'll find that both these activities, they work hand in hand. They are complementary, but the emphasis or the focus slightly shifts. In the case of sales, it will more to do, I've already got this and I've got to ensure that I sell them. So when you are going to evaluate this part, what will become important is how do you evaluate salesman's effort, selling efforts? How do you evaluate a territory? How do you evaluate performance at different levels of the selling organization? How do you evaluate one salesman's performance vis-a-vis another salesman's performance? Whereas when you look at the marketing, then it will come that I am now looking at how to evaluate that product itself. The product is basically a manifestation of a concept, some type of a concept. Like if I'm selling a washing machine, then I am basically catering to a need of something to help in washing clothes. So when I've come with that washing machine, how is that washing machine performing vis-a-vis other competing products, vis-a-vis other products which may be in my portfolio itself, like Godrej may be having washing machines, refrigerators. They may like to evaluate that as a product, how is washing machine faring? As a product level, how is refrigerator faring? Because here the important point is that here it is something on which future course of action will have to be taken on that product. Do I invest more in the product or do I let it remain as it is? Do I bring in some type of additional features? Is it something where a time has come that I have got to replace that particular product? So we'll have to, when we look at this, we'll see that this product level, it can be done like what is the selling efforts on the territory, on the salesman and all. The other can be what is on the product level. So we'll see this as we progress. Similarly, when we look at the pricing, you know, there may be alternate price points which can be done. Now each of them, you have got to see that if the price is a little higher, then my margin may be more because the differential between the selling price and my cost gives me better margin. But at the same time, if the pricing is not in keeping with competition, if it is costlier, then there is always a fear that I may lose market. My market may go to competition. So always there has got to be a trade-off. One has got to see which is the better one. So when we look at pricing, we'll see how these are evaluated. Similarly, in place, what can be, a company may decide I'll go for direct distribution. A company may decide I'll bring in these intermediaries. A company may decide I'll have two levels of intermediaries. Now each of them, there are implications. So we'll evaluate, how do we evaluate which one is a better model. And in promotion, similarly, we look at the personal selling efforts, the advertising and all. This is primarily what we are going to look at in the following chapters.